We've been hearing a range of reactions today to President Trump's decision to end DACA, the program that protects hundreds of thousands of young, undocumented immigrants, many of whom work in tech. Last week, some of the biggest tech players like Apple and Facebook sent the president a letter urging him to continue the DACA program. Now Silicon Valley is considering its next steps. Tony Rahm is a policy and politics editor at Recode. Just remind us, first of all, Tony, why it's important to the tech world that DACA stays in place.
You know, it matters a great deal to the tech industry to have strong immigration programs in the United States, because companies like Apple and Facebook and Google rely pretty extensively on highly skilled foreign engineers. And folks within their ranks are particularly on the DACA program. At Apple, CEO Tim Cook said there were about 250 employees affected by the president's decision. It's a few dozen at Microsoft. It's 11 at Uber. And this is an issue that matters to their families. So the tech industry has been very active on immigration, and it sounded off in staunch opposition to the president's announcement earlier today.
I see that Microsoft and Apple have already pledged to protect their workers who may be affected by this. What are they actually doing?
Microsoft in particular issued a strong statement against the president, and the company said it would work to provide legal aid, including paying the legal bills for some of its employees who are affected by the president's decision. Apple said it would provide some advice to employees who are affected by Trump's decision. And both of those companies are among a much longer list of executives who really want Congress to step in here. Under the plan, there's essentially a six-month delay on enforcement, which gives Congress a very short window to adopt a replacement to DACA. So the likes of Apple and Facebook and Google have all said it's time for Congress to act. And Apple and Microsoft in particular said that they would lobby the U.S. Congress to get it done sooner than later.
Yeah, if Congress doesn't act, though, at the end of the day, what can companies like Microsoft and Apple actually do for their workers? I mean, they can't stop them from getting deported, right?
There's very little probably that they can do. And even with respect to lobbying, those companies might be a little bit powerless. It's not like Apple and Facebook and others haven't tried for many years now to fix U.S. immigration programs and encourage the government to adopt other initiatives that help them hire foreign immigrants. It just really hasn't budged Congress, where partisan divisions have prevented any sort of progress on immigration. This time around, though, there are Republicans who are talking about protecting the Dreamers. Folks like House Speaker Paul Ryan have said that they really want to bring this to a debate in Congress, but whether it can break through at a time when Congress has so much else on its plate is another matter entirely.
You know, it's interesting. You've got Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and Reid Hoffman from LinkedIn expressing interest getting directly involved in politics and this kind of pushback to the news about DACA. Do you think there's a change of thinking in Silicon Valley when it comes to politics?
There's certainly a change of thinking in Silicon Valley, and it has to do with this administration. You know, 9 months ago, it was hard to get tech executives to talk about Trump. These are CEOs that really don't like talking about politics because they're such divisive issues. They'd much rather focus on the products that they're building. But there's been a lot of pressure from those executives' own employees, the engineers of Silicon Valley, that really want the likes of Mark Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai at Google and Tim Cook at Apple to sound off whenever Trump does something controversial. So the tone definitely has changed. You're starting to see companies engage the White House more in open political warfare. But whether they can actually shift the president on policy matters is another problem for this industry. Few companies have really been able to shift this president's thinking on policy matters. But the tech industry certainly is trying and certainly spending a lot more money to do so.
Tony Rahm is policy and politics editor at Recode. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks for having me.